Now the news. I'm Do Hongyu. Russian security forces have reportedly arrested 11 suspects connected to the terrorist attack at a concert hall near Moscow. Authorities say these include four directly involved in the attack. Several gunmen stormed the Crocus City Hall and opened fire at the crowd on Friday, killing more than 140 people and injuring many others. Witnesses say the attackers threw an incendiary bomb and set the venue on fire. Authorities say the flames have been mostly put out. President Vladimir Putin said all those responsible for the shooting will be severely punished.
We have anti-terrorist measures introduced in Moscow and in Moscow region. What's critical right now is to make sure that those who are behind this bloodbath are not allowed to do so again. We will be investigating this terrorist attack. And we already have some results. All the four perpetrators were directly involved, who were gunning people down, killing people. They were found and apprehended.
Moscow has announced the cancellation of all public events planned this weekend. The Russian city of St. Petersburg has also tightened security measures after the attack in Moscow. The Chinese Foreign Ministry has expressed condolences to the victims of the attack. A ministry spokesperson says China opposes all forms of terrorism, strongly condemns terrorist attacks, and firmly supports the Russian government's efforts to maintain national security and stability. The United Nations Security Council has denounced what it called the heinous and cowardly terrorist attack. UN Chief Antonio Guterres also condemned it in the strongest possible terms. Israel's attack on Gaza's largest hospital, Al-Shifa, has entered its sixth day. The Israeli military said over 170 gunmen have been killed and 800 others have been arrested in its raid around the facility. Hamas and medical staff have denied that the hospital is being used for military purposes. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres arrived in Egypt's Arish on Saturday to visit the border with Gaza to renew calls for a humanitarian ceasefire. This came after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would push on its ground operation in Rafah, even without U.S. support. Chinese President Xi Jinping and Dominica's President Sylvanne Burton have exchanged congratulatory messages on the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations. President Xi says this 20th anniversary marks a new start to deepen cooperation in various fields and build the Belt and Road Initiative with high quality. President Burton says relations are strong and fruitful. The country is willing to deepen mutually beneficial cooperation with China to jointly meet global challenges. Chinese Commerce Minister Wang Wentao met with Apple CEO Tim Cook on Friday. Wang said China-U.S. economic and trade cooperation is a stabilizing force for the bilateral relations. He said China is willing to work with the United States to create a fair, stable, and predictable environment for cooperation between enterprises of the two countries. Cook said China is an important market and a key supply chain partner for Apple due to its rich talent resources and strong innovation vitality. Apple opened its largest retail store on the Chinese mainland in Shanghai on Thursday. Official data shows China's exports of ships jumped during the first 2 months of this year. The country exported 937 ships from January to February, up nearly 60% year-on-year. The export value stood at 48 billion yuan, or about $6.8 billion, during the period. The Princess of Wales says she has cancer and is undergoing chemotherapy. Kate posted a video message saying she was diagnosed after her planned abdominal surgery in January. Kensington Palace said it's unclear when chemotherapy will end and therefore when the princess will return to official duties. The French musical Don Juan has embarked on a tour of China, an event timed to coincide with celebrations for the 60th anniversary of diplomatic relations between China and France this year. The musical was created by French composer Félix Gray in 2003 and was put on the stage a year later. And that's the news. I'm Do Hongyu.